I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 31st. Unions representing Quincy laborers, public building maintenance workers, librarians, and city office clerical and administrative workers have all reached contract agreements with the city. The two-year contract provides for a 3% pay raise. The contract covers the prior fiscal year and the current fiscal year that began in July. Police and firefighters approved their contracts in late June, and negotiations continue with the Quincy Teachers Union. Braintree police are seeking a suspect in connection with a bank robbery yesterday. A man passed a note to a teller at the Rockland Trust Bank on Washington Street in Braintree Square and then fled on foot with some cash. Suspect described as a young white male who was last seen wearing a blue shirt, dark pants, a white cap, and a surgical mask. The MBTA says it's unclear when the new Red Line trains will be put back into service. New Red and Orange Line cars were pulled from service in March after an Orange Line derailment caused by abnormal wear on the equipment that helps the trains turn. Two new Orange Line cars were put back in service recently, but the T says it's unclear when the Red Line cars will be back on the tracks. The 11th annual Candlelight Vigil to remember those who've died of overdoses or substance use disorder in Quincy will be held tonight. The vigil will begin at 7 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The names and photos of those who have died over the past year will be read aloud and put on display. The public is welcome to attend. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, August 31st.